This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Forces loyal to rival Libyan Army Commander Khalifa Haftar said Saturday they had seized control of the main airport in Libya's capital, Tripoli. As Edward Uranian reports, that came 2 days after Haftar ordered his forces to seize the seat of Libya's UN-backed government.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now-closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now-disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salame, who is now in Libya, said that he was monitoring the situation closely. He says that tensions were increasing in a number of places in and around Tripoli, and that he was keeping tabs on the situation minute by minute. He insists that it is urgent to put an end to tensions in those areas and to make sure civilians are not harmed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that he would annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office, a last-minute pre-election promise likely to enrage Palestinians and the Arab world. Netanyahu is competing for votes with small far-right parties who advocate annexation. His comments are likely to appeal to hardline voters who object to ceding lands to the Palestinians. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Nabil Abu Radnina, said that any measures and any announcements will not change the facts. Settlements are illegal and they will be removed. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, and this is VOA.